You're listening to the Chip Chipperson Podcast on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You're so dark, Annie. What's going on?
What's up?
I don't know. There's more lights in here or something. Hey, babe, could you crank the lights a little?
I'm not there.
I don't mean you, Chip, although I sometimes refer to you as babe.
That's chill.
Why am I behind you?
Somebody's hiding.
Oh, no.
There it is. Yeah, that's cool. It'll work.
What's that?
Why am I behind you?
Look at that. It's
hey, look at that. There's two of us hanging out over there. There's a guy behind me. I figured you would like that, Bob. You're right here with me. If I want to talk to this guy, hey, what's this guy? What are you doing over there?
Doesn't have your sexy beard, though.
No, I know.
That's good.
Thanks. You talking about me.
Oh, all right. So everybody is ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, let me introduce everybody. Mike, Calta, you know what's funny, dude? You want to crack up. I had you in my phone as Cowhead. I got to change because I'm looking. I'm like, what is this person mowing or something? You know. But then I says, oh, I got to text Mike. So I texted Mikey. This is Bobby. Mikey, this is Anthony. Anthony, this is Bob and Mike.
I know both. I do a show with Mal. It says Calta.
You almost called him Malk. Right, you didn't know his name, Malk. You almost called him Mike Calta. You almost called him Malk.
I like Malk.
Malk's a nice name.
And I know Anthony, too. I've known Anthony for 20 years.
20 years now, yes. Chip.
What? Will you stop? What are you doing?
It just looks like you're peeking over my shoulder. Hey, get that out of my butt. I'm putting that in my butt. Come on. God damn it, Bob. That hurts.
I wish I had one of those.
We're putting your pecker back there. Hold on a second. Come on, Chippy, you crazy dog. What are you doing over there? Hold on a second. I'll get you a new virtual background. Hold on. This better not fudge up the recording. Hold on a second.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
There we go.
Back to normal. Now shit is getting heavy. So, Mike, is this your first time on the program? Mikey, talk to me.
Yes, this is my first time here. Thank you for having me.
I'm happy to have you. Welcome aboard. So, Calta and Kelly. Now, that's your show with Bob Kelly. Let's give that a promotion.
Yeah, every night we do a podcast at patreon.com/Robert Kelly. And it goes from 7 to 8, 8:30. Six nights a week.
I was looking at some of them before. You had Colin Quinn. I seen another one you did that was an hour and 18 minutes. They tend to fluctuate between an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, we're known to fluctuate.
Yeah, me too, man. Sometimes this goes for 5-6 hours after everybody else fucking clicks off. I just keep going. All right, listen.
I'll agree that sometimes they seem like 5 or 6 hours when I'm doing them.
I know, right? They're fun. So I want to do this
hours
one good.
Because
Mikey's a big radio guy down there, and he's very good at the radio. So I want to make sure that I give a good impression. I know the lights hit my face at a funny angle. And it's kind of bugging me a little bit.
Do you remember I was talking about how when we took you to the Yankee game, Chip, when we went to go see the Yankees in Tampa.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah, I stole the show yelling at fucking DJ and fucking
A-Rod.
Ron Guidry. I was fucking
Guidry.
Yeah, remember Louisiana Lightning number 49? I knew a girl that used to have a crush on him.
Yeah.
You were embarrassing us. And the lady next to us was getting fucking infuriated because we were sitting in luxury seats behind home plate. Oh. And you said, A-Rod, you have a nice bum.
Did I say that?
Yeah, and he turned and looked at you.
I didn't mean it in a fruity way, though. I was just trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be like, oh, hi, A-Rod, or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? How's Tampa down there, Mikey? Hanging out or what?
It's good. We're hanging out. Yeah, we're doing all right. How you doing in the pandemic, Chip?
Fuck, I always like to say it ain't a pandemic. It's a damn panic. Everybody's falling apart.
Yeah, that's good.
What the fuck? A damn panic.
A damn panic? What the
Everybody's
fuck?
Panicking and shit, you know.
Oh, a damn panic?
Yeah. This is chill.
I learned not to question Chip too much.
It's a damn panic. So you got the call thing, Kelly, signage all over the place. That's cool. You guys doing, I'm on Patreon too. I've been inspired. Bob, maybe we should like talk about each other's Patreons for a little while. I enjoy the experience. How about you?
Yeah, Bob.
I like the Patreon because it's your fans and you can say what you want and do what you want. And they're there to see. You don't have to worry about getting.
Brother said something there. Brother said something there. So let me ask
trying
you.
To.
But no, I got it. Let me ask you, Mikey C. Down there in Tampa, you're down there by the bridge and whatnot. Let me ask you something, Mike, while kidding aside. Right. How's the radio business?
It's been pretty good for me, Chip. Thank you for asking. So far, so good.
How come I ain't been invited on your program?
I haven't seen you in a while, and there's the pandemic and all that stuff. But
call it a damn panic.
Damn panic. Next time you're here, I love to have you on the show. I unlike Bobby, I like you.
Yeah, Bobby likes me too. God damn, I hate to say it, but Bob's camera's good.
Good.
It really annoys me.
Bob always has a good camera now.
Yeah, really looks like he's making love to it. God damn it.
Looks like a news pundit.
So what do y'all talk about on y'all's show?
Well, tonight we were talking about Mike has...
fuck yeah!
I didn't fucking finish.
I was waiting.
Story.
To hear.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get some like Fallon like revelry going. You know, Jimmy's always having fun. Yeah, I can't believe it. That's what I'm trying to do to get a little buzz going. Go ahead, Bob. Talk.
Now they explain.
We were talking about that Mike has in his backyard two.
Mikey Carter, you're talking about.
Yeah, the only mic in the fucking room. Yeah.
Nah, there's four of them. We're all talking into one.
Douche is right.
Go ahead, Bob. Riddle me this. Talk about Mike. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to know what you were talking about.
What are you talking about, Bobby?
Well, Mike has alligators in his backyard.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I had one of them. Talk about it. Wait, what's your alligator's name?
It's not a pet. It lives in a pond by my house. It's about 10 feet off my lanai.
Oh, shit. My pet alligator. I had one, and I fucking took him to Disney, and he was in a lake, and there was some kind of an incident, and the police killed him.
I remember reading something about a child being taken in the lake.
Nah, I don't know what happened. I called him Alan. Alan Alligator. And all of this. Yeah, all of a sudden I came back. I was out. I was all fucking zooted. I came back with two fat girls. And all of a sudden the police are shooting my alligator. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are them people crying? All right, so what happened? You got a big alligator in the yard?
Yeah, and Bobby was just down here and he felt quite uncomfortable with the alligator.
Wait, hold on a second. Let's back up. Let me paint a picture because as a radio guy, you got to paint a picture.
Yeah.
Picture this, right? You're in Florida. It's hot.
What the fuck?
What an incomplete portrait that was.
Bobby, do this. Pick it up and run with it. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, I hope pick it's it up scissors.
And run with it.
Scissors.
So what happened? You go down there, you see Mikey C, you're doing a gig, but a boop, but a beep, but a boop, but a boop, you're having fun, and there's an alligator. What do you do?
Well, he's
come on, Bob.
Fight him for the water buffalo.
he's telling me about this alligator for years.
Mike, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. It's the only one I'm talking about for the rest of the story.
All right.
And he goes,
Anthony.
I thought, what the fuck? I can't do it.
Bobby, I'm listening.
I am too. You go down there, you see Mike, you do a gig. Hey, you get your accolades. What happens? The alligator's like, hey, what you got for me over here?
Well, I got a fucking kid. I got a kid.
The way you're down there doing, do you see the alligator or you just heard about it?
Well, that's what I was getting. That's what I was getting to, Chip, is that I finally saw it. It was out of the lake, and it was just chilling out, and it was fucking huge. It's like a 10-foot gator in his backyard, and he lets his dog run around, and his fucking kids are playing catch.
What the fuck? What do they got, a deal?
My kids don't play out in the back by the alligator. The dog is
Look,
go ahead, Chip.
No, no, it's okay. I don't want to interrupt. I just want to say it's a gator. I don't care what type of turret it is. It's got the right to be happy. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike. What were you saying?
Oh, my God.
Especially the... Anyway, the gator's back. My kids don't play. I have a young daughter. She doesn't play back there.
That would be crazy.
My son's a giant. He's, you know, he doesn't go fish out back. And the dog is a, you know, is almost 100 pounds. The gator's not going after that dog.
Yeah, God forbid you go. You let your kids play in the backyard because there's a dinosaur.
A dinosaur, pretty much. Yeah.
They are ancient. Yeah. They are ancient. They've not changed in 60 million years. My mother told me one time she was watching a Discovery Channel.
She was. Oh, out. Okay.
That's what you learn on that, I guess.
Yeah, you know what I would say to mom? Get out of here before I make shoes out of you. You know, get out of here before I make shoes out of you. You know,
get that on video. It'll probably go viral, right?
I did actually one time. I yelled at an alligator.
On video? Yeah, because that's hilarious.
Yeah, I was out there with my aunt, and she was a bit of an invalid. So I kept saying, get out of here before I make shoes out of you. And he came over and he bit her leg off, and she couldn't. She just went, argh. She was in a lawn chair. Ran away with a bleeding leg. I was like, hey,
oh shit,
what Ed's
traumatic.
Mike, by the way, let me ask you something, Mike, because you do a good radio show. What's the name of that lovely young lady on your show?
Carmen.
Yeah, she's good.
You
she's
like cute. Her?
Yeah.
Single.
Wow. So am I.
Yeah. No shit.
I mean, I'm not opposed to putting in a good word for you.
Yeah, just say something like, hey, my friend, he'd like to take you out, maybe go out for like a...
What would be a good date? What would you guys do?
I'd probably pick her up. I'd be like, I would pull up and I'd be like, so I hope you like Ferraris. You know, she comes out, she fucking hop in and fucking go to the like parking lot, like do a fucking few donuts.
Do you have a Ferrari?
What's that?
Do you have a Ferrari, or are you just asking her if she likes it and then getting into like a Prius?
No, I got one. Thank you.
Sorry.
You have a Ferrari, Chip?
I know. So what I'm saying is I would pick her up in my Ferrari, do a few donuts. We would laugh. I would like to, like, I got a bunch of like Corona jokes and stuff. So I'll probably tell her my jokes. Like I would get out of the car and I would tell her the jokes and make her laugh while she's sitting there. And then I'll pick her
Bobby
up.
Bobby liked the donuts part.
Oh, whoa. Bob, are you going to take that?
I hear you're losing weight, and I can't even make jokes anymore.
He didn't say, I see you're losing weight. He said, I
Bob
hear you
Bob did lose
weight.
A lot of weight.
Yeah, I don't see him. I can't see him.
Why can't you see me?
I can see your face, but, you know.
No, he means metaphorically. Why can't you see me?
Your face does look. No, I don't, Chip. Don't go into slam poetry about it.
You do not see me.
Please don't do slam poetry, Chip. I'll leave.
Why? Please, why will you leave? Because then you will left and you will not have been right. If you have left, you will not be right. Do not leave.
Sounds very familiar. It sounds like somebody else I know.
It's good, right?
No, it's terrible. It's fucking awful.
Yeah. Makes leaves blow in the wind.
What can I tell Carmen about you? Like, what do you do for a living?
Entertainer, pretty much. Tell her, like, I do poetry, comedy, music. I sell comic books.
Oh, okay.
It's just pretty much say the same thing they said about Dirk Diggler and that little biography they made about him in the movie.
Yeah. I got a big pecker and I do karate.
An actor, a poet. He does karate.
Well, it's a good thing he had like a big pecker because she does love black dudes.
Oh, that's chill. No. My mother's got some friends like that, so maybe I could talk to Calm about it.
Sure, she goes back and forth, but I know what she's looking for.
Yeah, please, I can fucking deliver. You know, any girl that says, "Oh, Chipperson's is small and he couldn't get it up," she's fucking lying.
Of course.
So now listen,
Carmen's got something. A unique trait about her. Did you hear about that?
Wait. A unique trait. She's got leukemia?
No, this is a lot less drastic.
Lupus?
It's more of a design.
A small right ear like Paul Stanley?
No.
A deformed tattoo. Foot like Dudley Moore?
Dudley Moore have a deformed foot? I didn't even
know. Oh, yeah. A little block foot. A little block footed mug.
Yeah.
He's a little club footed mug.
She's got a cute little tattoo.
Oh, what's she got?
She's got a heart on her butthole.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, now, you know what that means? Around the butthole.
That means
right,
love.
Straight neck. It's actually right next to the butthole. Yeah.
Oh, next to it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I thought it was like a bullseye through the heart.
No, yeah. No, not like that cat's asshole on the guy's belly button. Not like
right,
that.
Right, right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So how long has she been single, this young lady?
Oh, about a year now.
Oh, okay. So she's out. She's on prowl. Daddy's going to snatch her up.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something, Bobby. You're a comedian of note. Oh, you went down there to Florida. You land. Boom. Do any Corona jokes when you get it into the club? You get into the club. You're like, boom, boom, boom. Hey, everybody, what's up? Talk to me.
I'm not really. I just said that they, you know, you people in Florida don't give a fuck about the virus.
Nah, it's not a good joke though. See, I got a bunch. If you want, I'll sell you one.
All right, I would like to hear them.
Buddy comes up to me. He goes, "Yo, I got Corona." I go, "You own a city in Riverside, California? Get out of here, you."
Bobby and I went to a protest while we were in Florida.
Did you realize the best kind of test? I went to an amateur test. It was a bust. Chipperson, you never stop. Talk to me about the protest, though, because I've been out protesting, too.
Have you?
Yup.
Yeah, we were in Port Charlotte, Florida, and we were watching the protest as it happened right in front of us.
Now, let me ask you something. Did you get out and take a stand?
I mean, I was in my car stuck in traffic.
Oh, yeah. I hate traffic.
But then I did interview. Whoa.
I am rich.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, Max? Oh, you are rich. Like Rich Voss, you got a little ring on. No. You got bigger hands than he does, though.
It's a money ring.
That's chill.
Oh, money. It's made out of money.
I appreciate that, yo, Max. I'm going to get me a money ring. Me and you will just have a couple of moolah rings. Well, cake for the chipper.
Oh,
that's what I need. A little cake for the chipper, Max.
Wipe your mouth, Chip.
Sorry, I heard money.
Repulsive.
All right, goodbye, Max. God. You gotta go.
All right, Max. Peace, and I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Be a good boy. Do your homework.
Very good.
Good advice.
Yeah, be a good boy. Eat your lima beans.
Lima beans.
Yeah. I like lima bean cookies.
Who doesn't?
That doesn't.
You look like a lima bean.
Yeah, you do. It's not a lima beam. It's a lima bean.
I said bean, you bean.
But in a cookie, Chip, did I hear that right?
Yep. My mother used to always make me nutritious lima bean cookies.
Oh, God. Chip, what was the other?
Hey, Bob, talk to me. What's up?
What were the other Corona jokes you had?
Yo, you want to hear something ironic? They call it social distancing, but should it be called anti-social distancing? You know, get everybody so far away and whatnot, things of that nature.
Things. How much would you get for a joke like that, Chip?
500, because it's topical. You could do it on Fallon. It's clean.
It is clean.
But nobody's on Fallon.
They say droplets from a sneeze can go 27 feet. So I go, what are they going to, what, they got some guy with a rule of measuring boogers, you know?
So then when the laughter dies down after that joke, I guess you go.
You throw a tagline on it. This is free of charge. And speaking of rulers, what am I supposed to do? Walk around with one?
This guy's good.
Thanks.
That's not good stuff.
That's not a joke. That's a sentence.
That's a tagline.
It's not a tagline. It's just a sentence.
How about this? Damn, I hope I don't get COVID-19. I had COVID-18, made me tired as a mug.
I'm laughing, I gotta say.
Good stuff.
Good stuff, Chip.
Yo, I'm not gonna get COVID-19. I'm gonna wait for COVID-20 because that one's supposed to be better.
Like the iPhones.
Oh, there you go.
Higher the number.
I don't want to mention that, though, for copyright purposes.
Oh, I got you. You have any sponsors on this show?
On this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. General Mills. Dodge.
General Mills?
All the big ones. Bud.
General Mills.
General Mills? I don't remember. I remember Laugh Button getting General Mills.
Yo, somebody comes up to me, right? And they go, you've been watching President Trump's briefs? I'm saying like, hey, I don't want to see no man in his underpants. Thank you kindly.
Another fucking...
How much is that joke? How much is that joke?
$250.
A little cheaper, right?
$250. Hold on a second. Okay. I also want to bounce a few things off you. Now, Mikey Calter, what have you been doing on your radio show?
You know, can't do a lot. We can't have any guests in studio. That's kind of sucked. Oh, we got a lot of things to talk about. Confederate flag. I'm in the South, you know.
That okay. Kind of let's get in. Let's boom. Let's duke it out. Confederate flag. Yes
Dukes
or no?
Dukes a hazard it out.
That's right. Yo, who was the one I used to tug my pecker to? What's her name?
Bo, oh, dude.
You, got, you scared me.
Uncle Jesse?
I thought Cooter. Fucking his name was Cooter.
Not a girl.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Daisy.
Yeah.
Daisy.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she had the Daisy Dukes. They named it after her little shorts.
One time I was tugging my pecker. I was like 7, and I didn't know I was being real loud, but I went, oh, my God, you could almost see a cunt. And my mother heard me.
Wow.
Yeah. She took a bike tire and whipped me until I passed out.
Oh, your upbringing, Chimp.
I know. She's a good lady. She straightened me out.
She had a bike tire just laying around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She would always have one to whip me. Believe me, when she put air in that motherfucker when I did something really wrong. But all kidding aside.
Fold it in half? How do you beat someone with a bike tire? You got to, I guess, fold it so it's in kind of a crescent shape and hit them with that. Because the round one, yep. I don't know. That would be a little awkward.
She would take it with both hands like this over.
Oh,
swing it down so hard onto the back of my neck, and it would leave marks all down, like a black mark all the way down my spine.
Like a tire mark, like a bicycle rode over your back.
Yep.
Oh, my
God. A lot like that till I cried. Okay, so what do you say, Mike? What do you feel about the Confederate flag and the soldiers? And then there's the monuments. I got into an argument with a guy the other day. I'm like, they're going to tear down monuments. And he goes, how do you feel about it? I'm like, well, they got to be up first, right?
Which
I know what that means.
Which monument would you take down first, Chip?
The 9/11 one?
No,
Jesus.
Is that
a good one?
That's a pretty new one.
Okay, I wouldn't take that one down.
Yeah.
Statue of Liberty's got to fucking go.
What did she do?
Encouraging people to start fires and riot. That's why she's holding that thing up. She's like, fuck this place. She's causing a ruckus. Very bad example to set.
And she has no underwear on, Chip.
That's what I heard. My mother always said that. If I ever catch you inside that lady, Chip, or I'll whip you. We laugh.
I wish your mother used a car tire.
No, she didn't. One time, Reggie did bring in a car tire, and he rolled it over my feet.
Who's Reggie?
Reggie was my mother's friend that used to help her fix things around the house whenever Lamar got locked up for the weekend.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fixing, helping things. Apparently, a lot of strenuous things having to be lifted and moved in the bedroom because Chip would always hear a lot of grunting and groaning like they were moving.
Yeah.
Thank God for Lamar and Reggie.
Yeah, they were really helpful. Not to mention, Ronald would come over once in a while. His name was Ronald, and I remember him because he looked like Ron Lyle, the boxer.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Ron Lyle. Chip, what's your father's name, your real father?
Lyle?
Mr. Chipperson.
He's an encyclopedia salesman out to make the family fortune. I've told the story when he left. I used to sing every morning. I'd sing, oh, my papa. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, I caught him going to the store. And I went, Dad, why are you taking luggage to the store? And he went, shh. And then he fucking gunned it.
And what happened when he gunned it?
The gravel kicked up and got stuck in my teeth while I was smiling. Anyway, I was like, oh, I love you. Fucking
by the tire gravel.
Yeah, stuck
that
in my
was
teeth.
The last you saw him, but he's still out there making money to help the family when he finally does return.
The family fortune.
Is he due back?
What's that?
Is he due back?
Yeah. He's been gone like 24 years. I'm like, I know he's coming back sooner or later. Yeah, he's probably making billions already. My mother said.
You know that they don't sell encyclopedias anymore?
Because he probably got the market sewn up. That's probably what it is.
I know. They don't sell them anymore. They have a thing called the internet that people use.
Yeah. But I like a good tangible experience. So let me ask you something, Mike. How do you feel about the flag? Yay or nay? Should they take it down or should they make it bigger? Should they make the fucking flag so big and they put it over people?
I think if it's really offensive to people, and then what does it really stand for? Who really likes it? Dirty hillbillies. So you might as well take it there at this point.
NASCAR is banning it from any of their races. That no people can go in the stands or in the center, the mid track or anything with the Confederate flag anymore.
I could drive as fast as those fucking pussies.
Is it NASCAR guys?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking drive. I'm crazy, man. To fucking floor it.
That's what you do.
Yep. Right. Hey, Bobby, you got any TV stuff in the fucking works in the pipe or what?
No, there's no, I mean, there's no television being made.
Nothing going
there's
on,
no auditions. Man. We've been it's 3 months in a pandemic. And
not a pandemic, it's a damn panic.
You get any calls? Maybe Live PD wants you on, or cops.
I've been writing shows.
Yeah, what do you got?
Chipperson's Ghost Hunt.
Wow.
Sounds cool.
I go to places. What's that?
Yeah, I would watch.
I go to places that have no reports of ghosts at all. And I question why. And then I take out my Ouija board and I attempt to conjure spirits.
What do you take out?
I take out my Ouija board and I attempt to conquer, to conjure spirits.
Spirits. Yeah.
You ever meet any?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. If you want to get heavy, yeah.
Was it scary?
He has no choice.
Nah, it wasn't scary for me, but it was probably scary for the other people in the room, but they're not used to like hellfire and things like that.
Spirits.
I have like a really interesting relationship with them.
Are you ever worried you're going to be possessed? And they'll talk to you.
Oh, believe me, I've been there.
Yeah.
Yo.
What's that sound like?
This house was repossessed.
God damn it, Comey. I was looking for something.
I know.
What's it sound like?
I'm here for your pleasure, Chipper.
Dude, one time I got like so fucking possessed that I was puking up this fucking green shit. And my fucking bed was going all over the place. And I was like, why is my bed shaking? And I heard it's the demons are inside you. I'm trying to get them out. Hey, yeah, that the sounds, beds are rocking.
I don't think that had anything to do with spirits.
Yes, there was a spirit. And thank God my family friend was there going, I'll get him out of here. I know it hurts.
Oh, no.
Wow. Thank God for that guy.
An exorcism kind of.
All you could hear is the little of Buffetti pajamas. Jesus.
This is just terrible.
Both of the hatch buttons ripped off.
Oh. Yep. Good call. Pulled open so quickly that I heard the tink tink of the buttons as they hit the floor across the room. Back of it was ripped open so violently, I heard the little clink of metal. All right, here's another one. This is going to sound like a... How about this one? Bob, you got any TV show ideas before? I don't want to dominate. Let's talk. Let's be friends.
Well, I actually like the Chipperson ghost hunting idea. That would be great. We should do that.
How about this one? Inflation is for the birds.
A financial show?
Kind of, yeah. It's a show. It's about how bad the economy is for bird watchers. Like a lot of people don't realize the financial hit that they're taking. So I interview in every episode 45 different bird watchers. And we talk about birds for a little while. And then the economy.
Why would bird watchers be suffering during?
That's what we're going to find out.
Oh, okay.
No, Chip, it's free. You just go to a park with goggles and you watch birds.
Yeah, and who's handing out goggles, if I might? Who's handing out bird watching equipment and ladders, telescopes?
It's
telescopes. It's not the stars.
Yeah, you're not looking at birds on the other side of the globe.
Yeah.
They're right in front of you.
What are you looking for? What kind
today
of bird?
I saw a parrot.
All kinds of birds. Sparrows, bluebirds.
Bluebirds?
Yep. Seen those around the yard? Cardinal.
Bluebirds. Bluebirds, yeah. What's your favorite bird, Bobby?
I have a giant woodpecker in my
house. Wait, hold on.
Bobby.
You don't even know what you said. A giant wood what?
It's a giant woodpecker, Chip.
You ever walk up to a girl and go, I got a big woodpecker. How'd you like fucking splinters in your throat and your larynx?
No, never.
Subtle, Chip. Very subtle. I like that.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
You ever seen Woody Woodpecker, though?
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah, it was a funny show.
Always getting into hijinks and shenanigans, that one.
Yep. I remember I used to run in a lot of times, and I'd be laying on my stomach holding in his shit, and I'd be like, I wonder how Woody's going to get out of this one. So let me ask you something. How about this? Lip syncing.
What about it?
It's a show I'm going to do, but it's spelled S-I-N-K-I-N.
Oh, like it's sinking.
Right. So we put contestants in a boiling swimming pool on a raft, and we fucking pop it, and they got to lip sync a song in order to get a patch for the raft before they fucking sink into the hot water.
I like it.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Thank you. That's a good one.
I can't wait for celebrity lip syncing.
That's how I'm going to start it. And what we're going to do is the first one who can get through the record of Edmund Fitzgerald before the raft fills up, they win a Gordon Lightfoot box set.
But if you're lip syncing, how do you screw up? All you got to do is go.
Yeah, but the live audience has to believe it.
So if they go boo, boo, then you pop the raft.
Got to start the song over.
As the raft is running out of air and sinking in the boiling water.
Yeah. And what happens to the people if they fail? They die?
No, you live through it. We have a dive team that will go in there and get you after 2 minutes. We did have one person pulled out. You ever see a melted candle? They're going to need skin grafts, I think, over 102% of their body. Oh, my God. You ain't watching that show.
They sign a waiver, though, before they go on. So, no skin off your ass, unlike the contestants.
Right. Say it again. Hold on. I think I stepped on it. So I'm going to just set you up for that. They're going to fucking get all boiled up. Go ahead.
Yeah. They have to sign a release before they do it. So it's no skin off your ass.
Right. Whatever.
Unlike
right.
the contestants.
Yep.
Oh, my God. He wouldn't even let me say it.
No, you did good. It was good. I appreciate it. Thanks. I wanted to get a clean take. I wanted to get a clean take. So let me ask you something, Mike. You see, you're doing radio in the morning, right? Which is a lot. You got to get up. What time you got to get up? 2 a.m?
4 in the morning.
God, I remember that nightmare.
Dude, you guys talk about that for a second. I'll just sit back.
My God, Mike. I remember getting up. You can't have a life. Well, around 4:30, something like that.
4:40 or something, sure.
Right, close enough. And you can't really have a life. You do the show, and then you're exhausted, so you got to either nap after the show and then go out, but you can't stay out too late because then you got to go up again. So you're usually sleeping a few times during the day.
Sporadic sleeping, we call it.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Now, Mike, has your experience been similar?
Yes. I get up at 4 in the morning. Then after the show, I don't know. I can't nap. I got kids.
Oh God.
That's the craziest. Let me ask you something, though.
Please.
What inspires you?
Oh, Jesus. Mm,
well, a lot of things, Chip. You know, my family, a good song.
Dude. Good song makes me fucking cry like a blubbering little sock cucker, my mother would say. What's the song that makes you cry?
Ooh, I don't know. Anything like maybe Fire and Rain by James Taylor. What do you like?
That one, that's funny though, because fucking stupid fucking Susanna wanted to go see him. Who did fucking plane crash? Fuck you and your fine machines all over the ground, you piece of garbage. Fucking hated that bitch. Fucking yesterday they let you know. Why didn't they tell you the day it happened?
I always wondered that myself.
Fucking goddamn it.
What do you
fucking
like?
Stupid
what?
Plans put an end to her. No, the faulty fucking equipment put an end to her. Fire and rain. The rain puts out the fire. End of problem.
Why don't they? Why doesn't a verse of the song go into how the NTSB investigated it? And
that's right.
Out it was a problem in engine two. And,
there you go.
You know, something more. Let that's us know right. what happened to the
yep,
plane.
Yep. And then Tuesday morning, they let me know it was pilot error. You know, something like that. Like, yeah, finish yeah. the song.
Finish
you know?
The fucking song.
He shouldn't have flown into the fog like he did. You know. You know. And Susanna, you had a smelly cooter. I heard. You know. Really fucking throw a fucking jab at that bitch as she goes down in flames. What are you drinking?
It's just...
James Taylor, bubbly. By the way. Excuse me to interrupt. Never heard that song, You Got a Friend?
Yeah, I like
Dude,
that.
Dude, you want to hear funny? Every yeah. time that song was on the radio, I'd scream, no, you don't!
Oh, fuck. Did, around yeah. friends? Would you say that around friends? Because they probably all cracked
I would
up.
Just yell it no matter where I was.
Oh, okay.
Would you consider us friends? Because I feel like we're getting along really well.
I like you a lot. Yeah, you're Thank a good you. Radio guy. Believe me, as a man who broadcasts, I know how hard it is to be consistent.
Yeah.
So when I see another brother, a brother from another mother, doing it, the way I do it, which is with quality. When I see a man doing it.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is he doing?
Just, we're bonding, Bobby. Quality. Don't be jealous. Quality. Don't be jealous. Bobby doesn't like it when I become friends with other broadcasters.
I understand. He doesn't like that he knows I'm now going to be a regular on Kelly and Carlson. I mean, I'll fucking come on your show and rip a hole through the goddamn roof.
I would love that.
Chippa and Calta, that sounds pretty fucking good.
Hell yeah, Calta and Chippison and Calta. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
If you come on all the time, that's definitely what it's going to be called.
Hold on a second. How about this? For show ideas, since I'm the only one pitching them, and I think that Mike is a doer, so I think that Mike might be able to help me get some shit cooking.
I'm going to get it done. What do you got?
The Goose Meets the Gander.
Is it a cop show?
It's good for both of them.
Yeah.
One's named Goose, one's named Gander.
Nah, Norton Gander. Wanted to do one called A Gander Dressed Like a Goose. Stick a pecker in your bill, Jim. No, that's not. This is called the Goose Meets the Gander. And it's a dating show, Goose Meets the Gander. It's a dating show for people who are really ugly or have a deformity of some type, like someone with a big scar or they're missing a limb or something. You hook them up with a girl who's got like really hairy tits. And like, yeah, the tits are awful, but you got no leg.
Right.
Why Goose and Gander?
Because one's a girl, one's a guy.
Well, a gander is a really, guy.
It doesn't goose. Really let you know that each one has some kind of defect.
Oh, it Goose. Could be
the ugly duckling and the something, maybe. But
oh, fuck, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yep,
the ugly duckling and what? And the duck with hairy tits.
You know, Mike Calta just...
Sure, he's not Mike. Good to meet you, buddy.
Nice to see you.
I'd watch that show.
Yeah, Bob.
Mike went to the pet store. What's wrong with your mouth?
Thirsty.
Well, take a sip of something.
I do that when I'm parched.
Well, can do you have water? Can you sip something? Hope this.
That's refreshing. So,
Mike went to the pet store. And he just...
what'd you get?
They had a bag of goose heads.
Duck heads.
I'm duck trying heads. To think, what eats that? Let me think. What? Because it's obviously a food for one of the pets, right?
Uh-huh.
Like a Komodo dragon food?
No, they were like...
the alligator.
They were dried out.
Oh.
Like a dog would chew on them.
Oh.
It was disgusting.
Oh, you get like a pig's ear or something for that?
Right. They were right next to a jar of pig's ears. It was petrified duck heads. I never saw that before in my life. I took a picture of it.
We opened for them on the road one time. The petrified duck heads. They were fucking great. They did like a really weird Devo cover thing. It was fucking great. All kidding aside, though.
I would think they'd be durable enough to be eaten by a dog. After 2 seconds, you cracked a little stupid duck skull and it's done.
Yep. Yeah. My head would squash like an eggplant. Not going to use Seatbelt's head.
A pig's ear is like a beef jerky for a dog, you know?
Right.
But a duck head, that's got to be gone in 2 seconds.
So let me ask you something. Bob, give me a show idea. You're creative.
It's a show about a podcast. And one of the people, the host makes the other person go so crazy that he fucking murders him in his sleep.
Oh, well, you'd all relate to that.
Sounds cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
You like that?
And then he never does the show again.
How's your show, Ant? And he has the radio program.
Why are you looking at him?
I'm looking at Ant.
Well, Chip, we're here at the compound.
Look at the long way, you crazy goose.
I'm insane like that. We're here at the house, so it's very convenient. I'll say that. I go downstairs, do the show. Dave Landau's great to do the program with, and we do 2 hours a day, 4 days a week. So, you know, this whole demo panic.
It's a damn panic.
A damn panic.
Yeah.
It hasn't really impacted me too much. I kind of like it.
Is Dave still living with people? Is Dave still living with you?
Hey, man, Dave's not here.
Not you.
Dave went back to Detroit.
Back to Detroit Rock City.
For the weekend. So
let me ask you, Ant, is he still living there?
Yes, during the week he's here. And then also Drew is here.
How is Mr. Apicha? Oh.
I don't even know. Is that a part of your show, Bobby, where you want to kill him in his sleep? When things like that come out?
It's beyond infuriating.
Let me ask you, Bob, why do you think it's infuriating?
Are you looking at Bob?
Yep. No, he's not. I don't know. What is that?
I'm relaxing.
Doesn't look. Let me try it.
Oh,
yeah,
but
it's not very relaxing.
I challenge you to find a comfier pose than this. They used to call me Palsy Chipperson. I said, say what you will. Go ahead, Bob. What are you saying, babe?
I forget. I don't know.
How about this? This is a show idea since I'm the only one spitballing.
I'm trying to think of one.
If I ruled the world.
Like if Chip ruled the world?
But it would for each person. Like, it's a show of daydreams and fantasies. And it starts off with the camera panning over everybody's face for like the first 15, 20 minutes.
Wow. We're
all just kind of daydreaming. You could see us like thinking. And then we go around to each person and you got to say like 20 laws you'd enact if you was the president.
Give me like two that you would do.
All right, well, it depends on the category. Now, what you do is you pick a card, and whatever's on the card, whatever category, you make up 20 cool laws about it.
Gotcha.
Like, if you pick up the card and it said interest rates, you got to come up with, like, 20 fun laws, and people can get up and do, like, a Pictionary thing and draw the laws.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
And
then what? People have to guess what the laws are, or you just come up
with it? No, you just say it.
Oh, then why would you draw a picture?
Because it's fun.
The economy.
Like if I said, what about the government, Chip?
The government, I would get up there and say, no homework.
Oh, kids will love that.
Yeah, the kids.
Oh, what?
No taxes.
Yeah.
You could drive as fast as you want.
Vote for Chip.
Yeah. How about the autonomous city or whatever it is?
Oh, up in Seattle. Yeah, I'm going to go up there. They've been asking me to come up and do a comedy routine.
Oh, wow. For all the people in the the no cop zone.
I'm going to go up there and do some comedy for them. Grace in Seattle. I hope you guys got an umbrella store, you know, something like that.
Do they really have a no cop zone up there now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They took over six city blocks. And the first thing they did, as you know, liberal as they are, is walled it off to keep people from getting in. And then when people are too violent inside, they pretty much kick them out and deport them. So their whole thing is kind of a mini MAGA thing.
But they're doing it like a country if they're throwing people out.
Yeah, and then they wall off the whole area so no undesirables get in.
Wow.
Don't they have that in Denmark, too? They have that in Denmark, don't they?
I was in Denmark one time. What's the capital?
Copenhagen.
I remember being in Copenhagen, and I kept telling everybody, do you know that there's a chewing tobacco named after this city? Funny. They went nuts when they found out.
Funny. I got some Copenhagen in my mouth, and people go, what? That's impossible.
Yeah, what, are you eating a whole city, you crazy guy, yeah?
Then you spit tobacco juice in their dumb face.
Yeah, you ever forget you was chewing tobacco and you're making love to somebody and you cough and a whole big mouthful of brown phlegm goes into her mouth and she vomits and says, get off me, chipper. Yep. I love tobacco. Love chewing tobacco.
You love chaw, huh?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, here's another show, Bob. You'll like this one. This is called something.
I don't like this one.
Hold on. It's called something fishy is happening around here.
I like the sound of this. Okay, where are we going?
We get two of the best sushi chefs in town, and they each make sushi for each other, and then the studio audience watches them eat it.
What?
Is there an end game to it, a competition? So does someone win, or they just make it? And
they just eat it.
It's kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a city in Denmark called, I believe it's called Christiana, or Christiania or something, a weird name.
What about it?
The city inside of a city.
Oh. That don't make no sense.
And they govern themselves. And go in there and...
I got an idea.
Jesus.
Is that your idea, Lapo? Yep.
You're fucking up your background.
What were you saying, Robbie Kelly?
I was just saying.
About Christiana.
Yeah, I think that's the name of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. How
like
about
the Vatican? Like the Vatican in Rome is its own little place. It's not part of.
I was there one time.
Its own little country or something.
You were at the Vatican?
I went to the Vatican. I kept walking around going, I hope when I walk in, lightning doesn't strike, you know.
Because you're crazy evil.
Yeah. Lightning didn't strike.
Did you see the Pope?
I think so.
I think you know.
Think so? You didn't recognize him?
No, but there was a guy who looked like him. No, he was just dressed. He had on, what was he wearing? Like a leather coat and like he had like a Metallica shirt. I'm like, that looks like the Pope.
I don't think that was the Pope.
Probably that's not. What everybody said.
Yeah.
Metallica shirt.
Yeah, but I was like, he's cool, in disguise.
Why would the Pope be in disguise?
Because he wanted to go to the store. And I screamed, Your Holiness, and I threw myself at his feet. Turned out he was from Yonkers.
It wasn't even somebody from Rome. Or
I wrote a comedy adventure sitcom.
Wow.
Comedy adventure sitcom.
It's about insects that hibernate for 17 years, and then he returned to Brooklyn to teach high school.
Oh, no.
What channel is it on?
What's it called?
Welcome back, Sakata.
What? Welcome back, Sakata. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm doing. My kid's waiting to go in the pool, and I'm fucking...
Oh, cool. You're going to play lip syncing? That's chill.
How night big swimming?
Night swimming is. I used to love fucking night swimming.
Of course.
Yeah, like a lake or
where? Yeah,
ocean.
Oh, in the ocean.
Wow, that sounds dangerous.
Hell yeah. I remember one time, like 1975, there was this really fucking pretty girl, took off her clothes and went swimming, and Chrissy? I followed her out. Her name was Chrissy, that's right.
All right.
And never seen her again.
Huh.
Oh, wow. Nah,
sounds very similar to a movie.
Nah, they probably, they might have took it, but I remember my other friend was on a raft, a little blow-up raft. Now they found a rat, but they never seen him again.
Wow.
Yep. Might have slapped the chief.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. Ant, what do you think?
Well, considering there were hundreds of witnesses that saw him bitten in half by a shark, I got to say shark attack.
Yeah, I've seen sharks before. Yo, you got sharks in your lake, Mike?
Oh, not in the lake. No, just alligators. In the ocean, we have them.
Oh, you do, right? How long have you been in Tampa?
I've been in Tampa for about 30 years.
Wow. Cool. What brought you there? Was it for radio? Were you vacationing or what?
No, I moved here with my family after high school.
Ah, family's important.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom, like your mom.
My mother's a marvelous woman.
She is?
Saint on earth. She's a good lady.
God bless. Rest in peace.
No, she's alive. Oh, she's alive. A marvelous. I'm sorry. Oh. Fut.
What is what?
That? That ward's off negative thoughts. Fut.
Sorry. Fut.
Yeah. You know, when there's negative thoughts.
Oh. Well, Bobby. For some reason, I'm still on this show. So.
So wait, hold on. Hang on. Fut. Hold
Bobby,
on.
Do it. Do a foot for Chip.
Yeah, you got to, Bob. It's going to ward off all the negativity.
We're all doing it. We're all doing it, Bob.
Foot.
Like this. Foot.
Don't be shy, Bob.
They're behind.
Yeah, foot.
Foot.
Progresses towards the camera. Foot.
No, sideways.
You don't want to do it.
Is that an Apple Watch?
No, this is a Garmin watch.
What's a Garmin watch?
It's a better watch than Apple's.
Why is it better?
It has more features,
It's Garmin, the navigation company.
No, the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No, not that guy. Anthony's correct. The battery lasts for like 40 days.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's nights? Great if you're Moses.
Course.
40 days. Hey, foot. Hey, that's great. If there's a fucking, what do you know, a building in Ark or something is going to rain for 40 days? Foot.
Did you buy it or loot it?
That's a good question, though, because if you stole it, they're going to track it.
I bought it. Thank you.
Good.
I got arrested for looting.
You did? But,
yeah. Lamar and Reggie wanted to get something from the hardware store. So they told me they were going to take me for a ride. And then they grabbed me by the feet and the arms, and they were swinging me. And I was yelling, "Wee!" And the next thing you know, there was shattered glass all over me. And I was looking up at a bunch of Harris.
Oh, you poor guy.
They used you to break through the window.
That's what the police said. Yeah. And they just left me there. And I had to go to the hospital. I had a screw lodged in my rectum.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, it was a big drywall screw. Big fat mug.
Wow.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So let me ask you something. Mike, who you been having on your radio show? What guests?
We haven't had anybody great lately because of the damn panic.
You zooming guests in?
Nah, it never works out. It always ends up looking like shit.
Obviously.
Bobby was on the show.
So let me ask you.
This is my home studio that I'm in now, Chip. And when Bobby was here, we did the show from my home.
So do you ever go into the... we got a whole bunch of... Let me unpack this, like the YouTubers say. I'm going to unpack this.
Unpack it.
It's a shotgun.
Yeah. No, because then I would be dead.
Pack it face first.
No, Bob, because accidents happen.
Got uncomfortable. Yeah.
Well, no, it's just accident. My grandfather had a shotgun accident.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
He was cleaning it, and his head accidentally went all the over the wall and stuff. And it was like, thank God he had life insurance taken out on him the day before. That worked out lucky for everyone.
Was anyone in the room with him when that happened?
My mother's friend found him.
Oh, geez.
Was he cleaning it with his toe?
No, his fingerprints weren't on him, so they said that he probably used a blanket and threw it far away from himself.
He got it real clean.
Maybe Forensic Files wants to take another look at this.
Yeah, let me ask you something. So you're down there, you're in Florida. You got your show going on.
Yep.
Who do you want to have on that you haven't been able to get? For me, it's the president.
Like the current Trump? You would like Trump?
No, I've had him on before, but I want to get like a Venezuelan guy on.
Oh, the president of Venezuela?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, maybe like David Letterman.
I turned him down. I'm like, what are you, top 10? I don't think so.
What?
That beard.
Yeah, exactly. If the top 10 things, what?
Right.
Top 10 funny things you could do with a potato. Pencil holder, your turn.
Mash it.
Mash it's good. Bob, go ahead. Potato joke, quick.
Potato chips.
What's that?
Make potato chips.
Oh, that means funny potatoes.
That's funny.
So let me ask you, Ann, who you had on your show lately?
Well, I had the great Lionel on today, and we talked about the COVID.
How are George and Wheezy?
No, not the son.
Oh, how did you get a train on your show?
No, not Lionel trains.
Oh, okay.
Anything else? Other Lionels that you can think of?
Nah, I wish it was a more popular name. Not a lot of Lionel references.
No.
Then again, did he sing Say You, Say Me?
No, Lionel Richie. I had Trump Jr. on last week.
I've talked to him before. I wanted to do the show.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And then I'm having from the great band Whitesnake, David Coverdale, the singer of Whitesnake, is going to be on.
What's the big song they sing? Da 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 da.
They have a lot of them. Here I go again.
Going
down the.
Beep to do papa. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, he has a lot of hit songs from the.
I'm all good, buddy. We're going to wrap up soon. I want to do your show again.
Oh, I'd love to have you down. We should have you on Calton Kelly.
I don't disagree. Bob, comment?
I think it would be a great idea.
Oh, come on. I could do like a character. By the way, and I'll have all three of you on individually, but I'm doing a little thing now. It goes up on Patreon first, but it's going to be released. It's called Going Deep with Chipperson.
Wow.
Where I get to the nitty gritty and I ask the real questions.
Oh, God.
Can you give me an example of like what you would ask Bobby? Something deep?
So, Bobby, you're from Boston. Have you ever been to the harbor where the taxation war started?
Yes.
Dirty.
Yes, I have. Can you have me on last?
We only did one episode so far. Special guest.
I'll do the last one.
Edgar's older brother came on.
Who?
Eugene Mellencamp.
Oh, fucking what?
Eugene.
Please tell me he's not here now.
No, he's not here now, but he did 7 years in jail. He's Edgar's older brother, but he's very protective.
Hard time.
7 years. What did he do? What was the crime?
Well, I don't want to give it away.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. What do you mean
give it away? Say Eugene is not very open-minded.
Oh, I remember. Okay. Yeah, especially in these most difficult of times we're living in.
Not very open-minded, and he didn't like when certain people moved into the neighborhood.
I gotcha.
He didn't know how to handle it right.
Oh, boy, 7 years.
Yep, and one of them blew kisses at Edgar.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's, wow.
Got to the nitty-gritty of it, you know, Eugene opened
That's
up.
That's the nitty-gritty.
Yeah. Eugene used to be around all the time, but then one time Norton got caught dirty texting a girl. And one of the ways he apologized to his girlfriend for the 7-page dirty text she found was that he promised not to do Eugene anymore because she hated Eugene so much it was going to actually end the relationship.
Is Norton still seeing that girl?
No, this is years ago. This is literally 2011. Yeah. Norton put Eugene down for almost a decade.
I think I recall that.
Yep. That was one of the concessions. All right, I won't do Eugene anymore. As he blinked, I won't do Eugene anymore.
Oh.
7 pages, did
you say? Yeah, it's a long, dirty text. Jesus. A lot of babies and fake LOLs and little heart emojis. Oh. Ooh, she was nauseous when she read it.
Wow.
Yeah. But Eugene is a lot like Edgar, but he's got a bit of a stronger personality. Mm.
What does he look like? Do you have any photos or anything?
Hold on. I'll see if I can hold one up. I can't fuck with the fucking... Hold on one second. If you want...
What?
You guys talk amongst yourselves and let me find...
We're never going to get to talk amongst ourselves.
And I think Dave's coming down here soon.
Landau, yes. Dave will be down there doing a show. He's doing, I think he's doing some shows in Little Rock and Vegas at some
Little Rock. I could fucking jam a little bit of that, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Here. Where's Dave going? Side Splitters?
I don't remember. I think it might be Vasani in Port Charlotte.
Oh, cool. I just did that last week.
You guys are starting to go out to like clubs in states that are opening up. But it must suck, though, because you can't, like, work out at places
Hold on a sec.
Close by, you know?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
That Joe Exotic?
No, Joe Exotic meets
that looks like Joe.
Gay Burt Reynolds. That is great. Oh. Wow, that is a horrible.
Hold on a second. I can't hear nothing.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Wish I couldn't.
Yeah, that's some picture.
Foot.
You all right?
They foot.
You back?
Oh, fuck.
Hold on a second.
All right.
I can't hear nothing. Can y'all hear me?
Poor Bobby. Yes. Just wants to put his son in the pool.
Hold on a second. Let Daddy try to improvise a little bit.
Oh, boy.
No. Hold on a second.
We're holding on. Stop yelling at us.
Love me some improv.
Yep.
Fucking hat's bugging me.
This is so much better than you said it would be, Bobby.
It's the Chevy Chase hat from Caddyshack.
Come out wherever you are, counselor.
Hey, Max.
Backing out, philosophize you. Fucking piece of shit.
What are you doing? You're fiddling with things.
Sorry, buddy.
Futzing.
But now here's what's happening. Trust me, I hate futzing.
Yeah,
don't this futz. Fucking is in my headphones, right? So we're all talking, we're laughing, we're having a good time, right? All of a sudden, sound goes. So now here I am in the middle of the fucking weeds, and he's like, "Hey, you're resting." I'm like, "I got no fucking sound." So I had to change headphones real quick. We're going to cut this part out and dub these in.
Oh, keep that in.
I'm sorry. I was trying to show you a little bit of Eugene or something. Hold on a second.
We saw the picture. It was quite fantastic. It's very...
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my god.
Wow.
Edgar's very mean-spirited.
That wasn't Edgar.
Eugene, I mean. You're right. It's not Edgar. Oh, Edgar. Edgar loves it when you mix him up, though.
Yeah.
He tries to be like Eugene, yeah.
He seems a little tougher. Eugene, a little tougher than Edgar.
Yeah, he's got a mustache.
A Smokey and a Bandit Burt Reynolds look to him, the clothes and everything. So
you guys have the same backdrop, though. That was weird.
No, I just held it up and I blocked it out, this thing on my phone, because he was in a strip club.
Oh.
You ever been to a strip club, Mikey?
I have. It's been a while, but I've been there.
There's a couple of them down in Florida.
No, there's a lot.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I'd take you to one, Chip, if you came down here.
Oh, please. What are you going to do? All I'm going to do is fuck a bunch of those girls. Fucking Chip, get out of here. You're coming all over the town, you know. But I'd love to.
All right.
I'd love to.
There's different classifications. You can go see really hot girls, or you can go see buttholes. Like, there's full nude, and then there's...
Oh, okay. But
yeah, I don't need them to be hot.
Never as hot as the...
A nice afternoon shift.
Yeah.
Butthole girl, a couple of stretch marks.
Yeah.
Is that what you call them, the butthole girls?
Oh, yeah. If you want to see a butthole, there's plenty of places down here to do that.
I want
to
open a girl's asshole and have it look like Dan Haggerty's face. Just an unshaven mess.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
We'll go down to a strip club, me and you, man. Believe me, I'll show you how to get fucking nuts, man. I know how to fucking party in a strip
club. We will get the grizzliest asshole in all of Tampa for you, Chip.
Grizzly asshole.
Fuck yeah.
That was the show.
Bobby, you ever been to a strip club? All kidding aside.
I mean, yes, of course I have.
You ever suck a girl's tits?
Yes, of course I have.
Love sucking tits.
Getting fucking uncomfortable. Yes.
I ain't sucked a pair of tits in months.
Because of the pandemic?
The damn panic. Hell yeah. I was on the elevator and this girl caught me looking at her tits.
What'd you say?
I fucked up.
Oh, no.
Did she say, "What are you looking at, Chip?"
No, she said, "Why are you staring at me?" I'm not. I'm just looking at your melons.
Oh.
I don't think girls like when you call them melons.
She didn't. Neither did her husband.
Oh.
He squeezed my neck until my tongue came out and made me lick all the elevator buttons. Listen, this was a lot of fun. Bobby, honestly, you passed the audition. You come back whenever you want.
Oh, that's nice.
I know you were worried that I wasn't going to let you back on.
I really wasn't, but thank you.
And Mike Calter.
Yes,
Chip. Blige, you got an open invite anytime you want to come in and chill.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
I almost wore this
hat. Andre Agassi headband and hair.
Yeah, you are. So listen. Do you like this hat? This is like my fucking, I was doing Brando shit with this, you know, like fucking, what was the movie?
On the Waterfront? Rebel?
No, where he's the biker guy. Rebel Without a Cause. That's James Dean.
Yeah. What is the other one?
Motorcycle Driver.
Yeah,
Rebel Without a Cause.
That's James Dean.
On the waterfront, but I am.
No, it's not that. It's not Streetcar Named Desire. Don't say The Godfather. Not Last Tango in Paris.
Him on the bike.
Him on a motorcycle. The Wild Ones.
The Wild Ones.
That's what I'm trying to be like.
I don't think he sounded like that in The Wild Ones. He was a lot younger.
Nah, but he still had like a band on it. You know, he would do that.
He's just mumbling, but
that's
an older version.
I already fucked Richard Pryor.
Oh.
That was a rumor that is confirmed by some, denied by others.
What do you think?
I heard he blew Wally Cox.
Wait. Clear the field. I sense a riff coming.
No.
What was the guy's last name? Cox. What?
Cox. It was Wally Cox. It was an actor.
You can't make this shit up, folks.
Voiceover guy. He did the voice of Underdog.
He did the voice of over Brando's head when he was going, "Suck that peck of Marlon." Dad. Oh, look how you massacred my shirt. Wipe this off. I don't want my wife to see him like this. Oh, if he should put a penis in his mouth and his just. I'm going to suck some of the cocks in this room today. I suck more cock than I used to.
What was that supposed to be?
It's good for you, Pop. I was helping out and joining in, Chip. I was doing a little.
Good for you, Pop.
Yeah, and then he's gonna go. Wait a minute. Is Tatalia gonna suck his pecker?
Ah, right, that whole scene.
Yeah, there's going to be a man that comes to you. He's going to say he's got a photo of you sucking off a voiceover guy. He's the traitor. Not even a good voiceover guy like Mel Blanc. I heard that underdog. Underdog. Embarrassing guy to suck off that is.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I ate the ass of the guy who drew Inspector Gadget's hat. Oh. But it shot higher. Listen, let's get everybody's plugs out because that is Mike Calta, welcome to the show. Me and your girl, we're going to go out. I'll keep the leather hat on. It's going to be fucking great for both shows. But you come back on anytime.
Thank you. I'd love to. I had a great time.
Calta and Kelly, you got a good mic set up too. That's important.
Like that?
Yeah, it sounds good. Crisp.
My mic and Bobby's camera. Perfect.
I'm telling you, Bob, I can't stop looking at you. That's why the one video that I admittedly fucked up.
Oh, God, I heard about that.
Yeah, but now this is good. It's just the four of us. Hold on. Who told you, Anthony?
Well, I heard that.
Who told you?
You don't have to look at him. He doesn't see you that way.
Oh. He doesn't see me what way? Like more than a friend?
Wherever the camera lens is, Chip.
I'm going to fill up his balls with cum and I'm going to drain him. Oh, shit. All right, listen.
He jerks off on the funny papers. Stop, you're spelling it.
I love you, Grandpa.
That fell off of my shirt.
All right. I love you, Grandpa. Fucking, hold on a second. All right, so they can catch Kelly and Calta, Calta and Kelly.
Every night, six nights a week, from 7 to 8 at patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Join us every Saturday night. We have a jerk off party where we let all the fans come in.
Wait a second. Let me ask you something. What do you call it?
It's called the jerk off party.
I mean, does everybody J-O?
No, it's just because we have mostly guys, but there's a couple girls that come in and one of them shows her boobs every once in a while. So.
Oh, I get nothing but girls. Believe me, if that's the case, I call my Zoom meetings cunt heaven.
You should come on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm busy. Busy. I'm doing Letterman's fucking thing on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to come on. I'll pop in, believe me, to a round of applause like you've never seen.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'll probably come in like this. I'll go, hey, everybody, what are you doing? Like that. I'll do that and I'll get out of here. All right. So, Ant, let me ask you something. Promote your show.
CompoundMedia.com. It's all anyone needs to know. You go to CompoundMedia.com and you find out all the shows and have fun.
Okay. Now, in closing, obviously, I'm on Patreon. It's a big fucking deal. If you want to see Eugene, you go there and you learn. Mike, do you know how the show ends?
I have not been here for the ending, no.
Oh, god damn it.
Just something I can help you with?
We count down. Okay. We don't like profanity on this program.
No, clearly.
So I like to end it. Like a lot of people would go Chippy IA Emma Effort, like the way Bruce Williston did it, and I didn't care for that.
Yeah.
So we say Chippy Kaye Father Mucker.
Funny, everyone knows it.
It's clean. You could say it around a bunch of older people. They don't get mad. Like one time, right, I seen like there was like two old ladies. They both grabbed their chest and they fell down in the middle of a bingo game. And I didn't want to alarm. I go, it's a real fuster cluck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, but nobody knew what I meant, so they didn't get help. So by the time the police showed up, they were both brain dead. So next time I'll probably yell something that will alarm people.
Next
live
time.
And learn.
Live and learn. Bob.
So what is it? What do you say?
Chippy-ki-yay, Father Mucker.
It should be kind of,
after a countdown.
Yeah, we got to count down.
What Bob, you've done this before?
I have.
Yep. 10.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
9.
Oh, God.
8.
Do we go at 1?
Jesus, from 10?
Yeah.
5. 4. 3.
Oh, no.
2. 1.5. 1. Yippee-ki-yay for the muckers. That was good.